will be lucky for some.
Yeah!
EuroMillions from the National Lottery. Play on app.
Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Hold an afternoon tea this August and raise money for Breast Cancer Now. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now Afternoon Tea.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm James Kitchen. The Conservatives say the government should apologise to older people who lost their winter fuel payment last year. In a U-turn, the Chancellor Rachel Reeves has announced 9 million pensioners will now be eligible for the benefit in England and Wales. The Labour MP Andy McDonald told us he welcomes the Treasury's change of heart.
It just shows the power of persuasion when it's pointed out that this would just be utterly disastrous. It was the wrong thing to do to visit this on pensioners, and I'm pleased that the Chancellor and colleagues have turned this around and done the right thing and lifted the bar so that more people qualify.
The Pentagon is sending 700 Marines to Los Angeles to tackle a wave of protests over immigration raids. Meanwhile, the California governor, Gavin Newsom, says Donald Trump has ordered a further 2,000 National Guard troops to the city. A boat carrying aid and campaigners, including Greta Thunberg, bound for Gaza, has docked in Israel. It's after Israeli forces intercepted the ship in the Mediterranean Sea. A plastic surgeon who tried to kill a fellow doctor because he wanted him out of the way has been jailed for at least 22 years. 61-year-old Peter Brooks stabbed Graham Perks after trying to set fire to his house in Nottinghamshire. And the author Frederick Forsyth has died at the age of 86. Best known for his first book, The Day of the Jackal, the former RAF pilot turned journalist has been described as one of the world's greatest thriller writers. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Another late night with Classic FM. Glad you could make it. Bill Overton here. I mentioned yesterday Khachaturian's birth date. Well, we're a day late. I'm sure he won't mind.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
I usually make a point of not referring to the clock on this show. Haydn's Clock Symphony there, though, the number 101, the second movement played by the Scottish Chamber Orchestra. And before it, we were enjoying Kachaturian's Spartacus Adagio. That was the Royal Scottish National Orchestra. Bill Overton on Classic FM. Hoping you're well this early part of the day. Few spots of rain around for you in the north. It's windy tonight, lows of 6. But temperature back up later, 23 forecast for Tuesday. It's going to be a cloudy start. And then things will brighten a bit, humid even. Feeling that way, actually, on the way in. June the 10th, Portugal Day, singing, dancing and drinking if you're heading there. It's a national day off. The first ever Oxford-Cambridge University boat race was this date, 1829. Oxford won, easily. And it's World Art Nouveau Day, which made a big impression on Debussy and his Parisian pals. He spoke about the laws of beauty, like things to be free-flowing in his music, wrote his two arabesques during the Art Nouveau heyday. Here's one of them. Just perfect. Stephen Osborne playing piano, the arabesque number one by Debussy. This is Classic FM. Late greats for today include composer Frederick Lowe, half of the Lerner and Lowe musicals duo, gave us My Fair Lady, Camelot, Brigadoon, Gigi as well, I think, is one of theirs. Judy Garland, born this date as well. And Lionel Jeffries, Forever Grandpa Potts and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, if you're my sort of age. Ballpoint pen day today. We have Hungarian inventor Laszlo Biro to thank for having his eureka moment watching children playing marbles in a puddle, apparently. And the Biro, still less than a century old. One in my hand right now. And it's Herbs and Spices Day, both... Saffron and sage, apparently, very good for the memory. If your mind can stretch back 6,000 years, I'm impressed, to Tolkien's Third Age. You might remember this.
Classic FM. Thank you.
The Welsh folk song Watching the White Wheat, played there on harp by Catherine Finch, also on flute at Keir Bennett. And before it, it was the two cellos playing Enya's May It Be from The Lord of the Rings, the London Symphony Orchestra accompanying them. Kevin's been in touch. Loved that rendition of May It Be, he said. Glad you caught it, Kevin. Having a good night, I hope, as well. Our star in the spotlight this week on Margarita Taylor's show is Klaus Mackler, the conductor, current musical director of the Orchestre de Paris, who has a new recording out with the orchestra of the Berlioz Symphony Fantastique. Listening to Margarita Taylor this evening, I think it's going to be him conducting some Sibelius. Fairly certain tonight, just after 6 o'clock, Margarita Taylor here all this week on Classic FM. Afternoons between 4 and 7. Symphony Fantastique movement for you now, this time by the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra. It's a ball. Thank you. We were at the ball from the Symphonie Fantastique by Berlioz, the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra. Our daily dip into Classic FM's Hall of Fame coming up after three. Before that, Proof Verdi had an enduring grip on popular taste. The highlight from one of his operas adopted as an unofficial anthem by Italians seeking independence a century after he wrote it. I have young and restless Rimsky-Korsakov playing next.
Classic FM.
Imagine becoming one of our 13 guaranteed UK millionaires on Friday the 13th. Whoa! You'd laugh in the face of luck. Friday the 13th will be lucky for some.
Yeah!
EuroMillions from the National Lottery. Play on app.
Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
On our farm, there's room to roam. A girl's come first in a happy home.
Happy hens lay tasty eggs for the Happy Egg Co.
I've had a few. Jimmy was my first. He was gorgeous and gave me so much space. Then there was Lorenzo. He was exciting, but also reliable. Elvis is my latest. I love him the most. He makes me feel so warm with his heated seats and steering wheel. It might sound strange to love a car and name them, but it's not just me. Almost every Honda Jazz owner stays with the Jazz and buys another. True love starts with a test drive. Honda, the power of dreams.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. You don't need to use a CMC. You can claim direct to your lender and the Financial Ombudsman for free. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
On last night's show, we were all at sea with Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade. Different chapter tonight. This one, The Young Prince and the Young Princess, performed by the Borussia Istanbul Philharmonic Orchestra. Bill Overton with you on Classic FM. If you were up a little earlier, you might have clocked Haydn towards the beginning of this hour. Here comes his younger brother, Michael.
This is Classic FM.
Oh,
from Verdi's Nabucco, the Pensiero, performed there by the National Academy of Santa Cecilia Orchestra and Chorus. And before it, Michael Haydn's Symphony in E-flat, the second movement from that. There were the London Mozart Players. We heard just spotted a strange story on classicfm.com. They do come up with the most bizarre things. Researchers find plants grow leafier. It was Pak Choi, I think they were checking. Researchers find that they grow leafier when played Bach's Brandenburg Concertos. You'll have to read more. ClassicFM.com. The story is there. I'm just wondering if our Hall of Fame might help. What do we have? Well, Aaron Copland's highest entry, for a start, might help. So put your plants close to the radio for the next, 15 minutes? It comes up right after the news.
Classic FM.
Brewers, the go-to destination for decorating. Freshen up your home with the must-have paint brands including Dulux, Johnston's, Little Green and Farrow & Boar. Or find your perfect pattern with hundreds of wallpapers to browse. Pop into any of our 200 stores nationwide and grab a free Brewers DIY card for 10% off your first and second order. Or visit us online at brewers.co.uk. Brewers, the go-to destination for decorating.
You are not a sponge. You do not belong in a bucket. But when it comes to retirement plans, that's just where some people get put. Not at Fisher Investments UK. We treat you as an individual, tailoring retirement advice that's just right for just you. Fisher Investments UK. Retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
The Red Cross is here to deliver essentials to people who have lost everything in Ukraine.
We are here to support families enduring the food crisis in Somalia.
We're here to shelter earthquake survivors in Turkey and Syria.
We're here for humanity. With your support, the Red Cross has helped millions of people in the UK and 190 other countries. Search British Red Cross to support us. Together, we are the world's emergency responders.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm James Kitchen. The Pentagon is sending hundreds of US Marines to Los Angeles following days of protests against migrant deportation raids. Meanwhile, the California governor, Gavin Newsom, says Donald Trump has ordered a further 2,000 National Guard troops to the city. The US president has defended the deployment, with critics calling it reckless and pointless. Our Washington correspondent, Simon Marks, says the situation is escalating.
It's the first time that National Guard have been deployed on American streets in contravention of the governor of the state where the Guard come from since 1965. The authorities in Los Angeles will view this, I think, once again as another inflammatory escalation by Donald Trump.
The Conservatives say the government should apologise to pensioners who lost their winter fuel payments last year. In a major U-turn, the Chancellor Rachel Reeves has confirmed 9 million people over the age of 66 will now receive the allowance. The government has committed more than £14 billion to build the new Sizewell C nuclear plant in Suffolk. The Treasury says the move will create thousands of jobs, but campaign groups claim ministers have not come clean about the full cost of the project. And the American musician Sly Stone, who fronted the band Sly and the Family Stone, has died at the age of 82. He was considered a pioneer of early funk music in the late 1960s and early 70s. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic Air.